From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today in the JPR studios, I am very happy to welcome back to JPR the band Mipso. Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you. It's Jacob Sharp, Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbow, Wood Robinson, and you've brought an additional member this time. Who do you have along, and what is he going to be doing for you today?
His name is Jan Westerlund, and he is a great drummer.
Hello, and welcome. It's been a while. It doesn't feel like it's been that long since you guys were last here, but we were looking back, and it's been almost 2 years.
Really?
A lot has happened for you guys, and I want to start by saying that I am extremely happy that you are indeed here and that you are all okay, because you guys had one harrowing experience this summer.
We did. We had a pretty nasty car wreck on I-40 in North Carolina, but we were very lucky to walk away with all our limbs intact.
Oregon has just passed a tougher distracted driving law to prevent anybody from even holding devices, and that was part of what was going on, right? Someone that was texting and driving?
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but we've all remarked after the fact that it was a good wake-up call, regardless of what actually was the cause.
It was, because according to the report, distracted driving, so whatever that means.
Yeah. But I don't know anybody who doesn't occasionally look at their phone, even if it's, you know, mostly safe.
It was a grisly photo. You were in a full-sized van, right? What was the fallout for you guys, injuries and whatnot?
We really didn't have too many injuries. Joseph kind of busted his face, and he's really looking better than ever now after the reconstructive surgery.
People have always told me, like, you know, you look pretty good, but if you only looked a little bit more like a cowboy, you know, so now
I've got a
big
cute scar.
I've got a big scar on my face, and I broke my nose, and we got a couple concussions and some whiplash, and then other than that, nothing that killed us or made us maimed.
It was kind of amazing. It's one of those things where you like walk out of the car and you're just sort of examining yourself, like waiting for something to hurt. And for me, nothing did.
Fantastic. I'm very happy to hear that.
Thanks,
the newest record of Mipso is called Coming Down the Mountain. It is out on Mipso Music. MipsoMusic.com is the place to go to find out more about the band and the songs. In true Oregon fashion, your drummer that you have brought along with you on this tour had a totally typical experience in Eugene with the delivery of a burrito. Yeah?
So true. Jan, we're on tour right now with two other bands, so there's lots of downtime at the venues. Jan had split during another band's soundcheck to take a nap on a beautiful bench in Sona, Eugene, and a man, thinking he maybe needed a brighter spot of his day, brought him a burrito and said, "Here you go, it's a veggie burrito, hope you enjoy." And he did. He loved it.
That is Oregon hospitality.
For sure.
You guys, the first two records of yours, Dark Holler Pop, Old Time Reverie, were, for lack of a better, more accurate term, string band records. And you guys have talked about how you didn't want this one, or maybe weren't even thinking about it specifically, but you wanted to do something that was a little bit different. We're going to hear you guys play a tune here in just a bit, but what was the motivation behind putting the songs together for this record? To not sound the same, or to just continually grow as a group?
I guess more the latter. I don't even know if, for those previous records, I don't know that we specifically said we'll only be a string band. It's just that that's the instruments we played, and that was the community of musicians we were around. And I think just sort of naturally, as we interacted with more people and we started thinking about ways we could incorporate other musical influences from our own lives, there was just a progression into different kinds of sounds. But we love the string band stuff too, and so it's a fun challenge, and it seems to be kind of an aesthetic of the moment to mix string and sort of acoustic sounds with other sorts of more modern sounds, and it makes for music that's kind of a reflection of the stuff we listen to.
Well, in addition to percussion, you've also got an electric guitar here in the studio. What do you guys want to do first today?
I think first we should start with the first track on the record. It's called Coming Down the Mountain.
This is Mipso, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you. vision was fine, but vision comes to an end. I'm coming down the mountain again.
That is the tune that kicks off their new album. Mipso is the band I'm talking about. The record is called Coming Down the Mountain, and you just heard them playing live here in the studio today. Well, in addition to moving on musically, you guys are all quite a bit older than when you were in college and met and started making music together. What has that growth done to you as individuals contributing to a collective organization?
Great question. Yeah, collective organization, that's certainly a good way to describe us, and I think these songs are probably a good part of that story. The four of us all write and pull from tons of different regions, kind of song craft and the type of song that we like. And in large part, we've grown kind of towards each other. We're the only band we've all been in, and it's been 5 years really intensely doing this now. So I think that though we're still separate entities, I hope, as individuals, we kind of write with each other in mind. And this album certainly had that process. It was the first time we had time to kind of step back way ahead of the recording and just sit down and play ideas for each other and listen to other records and kind of find both sonically and thematically a bit of an overlap as we dialed in the final writing stages. And it was much easier this time, I guess, than it has been in the past.
Do you have a dedicated balladeer and a dedicated rocker and a designated twangy person in the group?
We should make those our nicknames, the rocker, the balladeer. I guess I'd be twang. I don't know.
It's not quite so cut and dry, but there are things like that. There are categories of songs that we feel like we admire other people's writing.
I think part of what Jake's talking about too is like playing to each other, learning about each other, and like finding and encouraging each other's strengths. And like when you can, you know?
Sure. You guys all don't live in the same place anymore either, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
How has that affected your ability to be a cohesive group, both in crafting the songs and the logistics of going out on tour?
Well, we do a lot more conference calls than we used to. You know, the reality is that we still spend the majority of our year together in a van and in green rooms. So there's tons of space that we occupy collectively. But yeah, we've had to kind of dial back and I guess understand that there might be new systems around how it is that we create together. And we're certainly still refining it.
How far away did those of you that moved move?
All on the East Coast. There was a while, a good portion of the time since we were last year where Joe was in Boston and I'm still in New York City. And then the rest are kind of spread around, mainly Central North Carolina, but Woods and Asheville up in the mountains as well.
So you were pretty spread out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to hear another tune. This new record is fantastic. It's called Coming Down the Mountain. The band is Mipso. They're my guests live today in the JPR studios. You have switched around some instrumentation. This one looks like it's going to be a bit more acoustic. What's next?
This one is coming from the resident twanger. This is called Monterey County, and it's about a drive in California, so we're pretty close to that territory.
Facing the sun off of old Highway 1, I squint my eyes west toward. Knew my folks miss me, but I somehow missed Christmas. I had a new place, I thought I'd stay. Short late night phone call from a number I knew, and a rented Toyota and an old borrowed suit. Now I'm driving alone in Monterey County, back home to L.A. Back in 1995, when we last took this drive, the minivan was hugging the curb. Now something's different. The last time I missed it, the young man just doesn't have the words. The light through the stained glass was ruby and blue. As I laid down my flowers and looked at my shoes, now I'm driving alone in Monterey.
So beautiful. It's Mipso live today in the JPR studios. Their new record is called Coming Down the Mountain. It is out on Mipso Music, and mipsomusic.com is the place to go to find out information on the band. It's Jacob Sharp, Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbow, Wood Robinson, and Jan Westerlund live today in the studios. A couple of interesting things have just happened to you guys in recent weeks. You mentioned the tour. You are out on something that is called the Campfire Caravan, and it's a triple header of a traveling show. It's Brothers Comatose, Lil Smokies, and you guys. What has that triple lineup been like or taught you guys as a band that is different from when you're just out on a Mipso tour?
It's been fun, and it's been very different, actually. Although, like, obviously driving to a venue and setting up gear is the same thing. It's funny how these little tweaks can make it feel like a different experience. But all three of these bands are in the somewhat of the same, like, genre world, I guess you'd say. We're all, we have string instruments. We're all kind of come from a string band background, but we're all really different. And we've all been kind of, like, seeing how we can make this feel like a cohesive experience, collaborating on each other's sets and doing little tweener sets around one condenser microphone in the middle of the stage to kind of make it feel like it's an evening of music, a musical experience, rather than just one separate thing, one separate thing, one separate thing.
It also, I feel like, has required us to check our egos a little bit, because when you are the sole headliner, it's easy, and in fact, you're almost encouraged to kind of really focus on yourself and your show and how can you make it perfect. And there's just not the space for you to be as precious when there's three headliners and a limited amount of time for sound check and getting everything right on stage. So that's been a good thing. I guess we've kind of been figuring out our identity both in relation to the bands, you know, on our own, and then also figured out how we can fold in with them collectively to make a unit the way Joseph was talking about.
When you're at a festival and you're not actively performing, you get a chance to see a great set from another band, but there's not a lot of interaction. And when you're opening for a band, you're not always from the exact same style of music. But when you're out on a tour with two other bands that are kind of similar, what does it do to your creative juices? I mean, does it make you start coming up with ideas that Mipso as an individual group might not have come up with out on tour?
I think for sure, and especially within the live set, it's a very different type of set to play 50 minutes, but some nights were first, some nights were last. You're responding to a different energy for the crowd, and more often than if it was just a headlining show, you might not be solely responsible for that energy. So we're challenging ourselves to play totally different sets than we normally would, and kind of make some different moves, I guess, within like the emotional arc of the set to see what that's like. And it's been a cool creative challenge.
Well, one of those festivals that you guys just played recently was Americana Fest, which is a catch-all name. It might as well just now be called the Music Fest because there are so many different individual types of music that are being played there.
So true.
What was that experience like for you, and how do you even notice how you guys fit into what the industry is referring to as Americana these days?
Yeah, Americana Fest is a unique one because it's really more of a conference and an industry thing than a festival for fans. And also, it's easy for the band to kind of breeze in and like, we have to get our setup done and then not even really get a chance to see the scene. But in general, where do we fit into the Americana genre? Maybe this is a cop-out, but it's like, sometimes I feel like it's better for other people to decide, you know? But I think that we do sound different from other people. Like, this tour does show. We have two other sort of string bands, Americana bands, but nobody would confuse us for them. So at least there's that starting point.
You mentioned that there's a bit of crossover where you guys are doing in between sets and trying to collaborate. Is that leading towards something once this tour is over?
Who knows?
Yeah.
The Campfire Caravan Band.
Maybe. It is fun to hear some of the pieces because obviously there's elements of our recordings that we don't tour with. And then there's ideas now that we're hearing, you know, via like Andy from the Little Smokies, an amazing dobro player. And we don't get to play with dobro players that often. And that pulls out a different part of the melody frequently. So it's fun to hear our tunes reflected kind of back at us in different ways during these, both casually backstage when we're just playing each other's tunes, and then especially on stage. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We've also been challenging ourselves to learn. We've been basically learning a new song every day and playing different encores with like the whole three band group. So that's just been kind of like a little ability to woodshed on the road for us.
Definitely the first time that I've heard Joe and Libby rock out on The Boys Are Back in Town.
And at the very least, it's a wonderful connection. The next time you're in a studio and you're thinking, you know, dobro on this tune might be nice, I know who to call.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I saw some interesting merch of yours. I don't know if it is for this tour. It was like a raccoon tea party thing. What's with that?
We have this tote bag. And there's a little raccoon. I think by most popular understanding would be cute, is, he's walking around watering little plants. There's four of them. And he's kind of just tending to his life in the way that maybe we all are. And actually that tote right now, we're donating, a portion of all the proceeds from it to a environmental group in North Carolina that's doing some really great work. So that also is kind of tied as we're here far away back to issues back home that we care about.
Where'd the design come from?
Jacob loves raccoons.
This is just, yeah, Logan Schmidt. There was just a designer that, this is one of those happy things that happens sometimes. Somebody sent us an email and said, if you're ever in need of a design, and we were like, we're kind of thinking about a design. And I don't even think we gave him much prompting, but he does a lot of animals in his illustrations. And so he sent us that one, and we were like, that's us.
And the cruel irony is one of my first ideas ever for a merch item for us about 4 years ago. We were driving back from the Oak Folk Festival in the Outer Banks, North Carolina. And we're talking about how we need a new t-shirt. And I said, well, I think we should have two pigs standing up and they're holding hands and just says Mipso. And everybody hated that idea. And they continue to. And now we have a cute animal on a shirt finally, and it's not the pigs of my dreams.
It's starting to gain a little traction. I could see this coming.
Yeah. Let's try to get a grassroots campaign for this t-shirt.
Hashtag give Jacob his pigs.
Yes.
Totally. No, thank you, Eric, for the support.
You're very welcome.
You're the first one to support that.
Finally, I've got a vote on my side.
It's interesting. I don't even know if I heard your support for it. Narratives are getting written all the time.
Eric, I appreciate your stated support here on public radio.
There was acknowledgement, but perhaps not support. Hey, right, outright support. I'm so happy to see you guys again. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And I'm very glad that you're all safe from the accident this summer. My guests today are Mipso. It's Jacob Sharp, Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbow, Wood Robinson, with Jan Westerlund with them this time around on the drums. Their newest record is called Coming Down the Mountain. Information is online at mipsomusic.com. You guys have one more. What is it going to be?
We're going to end with one that I sing. It's called Spin Me Round.
Slow through the pouring rain, Bass and Bristol headed south. I've been thinking of reasons to leave you right now. Trying to say goodbye every county line. Something's clear to me now. They say love's a dance, I understand. Spin me around. Spinning me around and around and around we go. I've been holding on as long as hearts can hold. I'm a pilgrim through the state, volunteers trying to steer, passing these towns, missing how you spin me around. Of a guilty plea. It's some promises and lies. And it's funny how fast you can pass to the other side. There's a barroom we found in a room that's round. But what is time but a song? What is love but a dance? Two children, one moonlight trance on and on. Spinning me around and around we go. I've been holding on as long as hearts can hold. I'm a pilgrim through the state, volunteers trying to steer, passing these towns, missing how you spin me around. Spinning me around and around and around we go. I've been holding on as long as hearts can hold. I'm a pilgrim through the state, volunteer trying to steer, passing these towns, missing how you spin me round and around. Passing these towns, missing how you spin me round.
That is Mipso, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Coming Down the Mountain. Information is at mipsomusic.com. Guys, again, thanks for coming by. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Please come back and visit us again.
For sure.